Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And welcome into our Straight Talk broadcast for this Friday. Manning Kimmel is having a little time off, well-deserved. But for those who don't know, Straight Talk is a program that comes your way every Monday through Friday. We talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, York County, and all that is happening up and down I-77. Our broadcast also originates from right here at Substation 2 in Cherry Road in Rock Hill, across from Witham University, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more by visiting PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. With us today is the newly appointed director of York County Parks. Her name is Catherine Jones, and slide up to the microphone. We're on, darling. How are you? Good to see you.
How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Catherine Jones. I've got to know you over the past 10 minutes, but I know there's more, and we got 30 minutes to cover it all.
Yeah, so I am originally from Lancaster, South Carolina. I'm born and raised there. Went to the University of South Carolina and got a degree in exercise science with an emphasis in public health. And for the last 9.5 years, I have spent time being the deputy director at Lancaster County Parks and Recreation.
And now we have you as the director, the newly appointed, 3 weeks into the job. Is that right?
That is correct. Three weeks. I'm in week three.
This is now week number. We're finishing.
Finishing out week three.
Week three.
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you liking it so far?
It's wonderful. This is a great opportunity. A newly established Parks and Recreation Department, newly established director position. So I'm very excited for the opportunity.
Well, tell me about your familiarity with the land and plans before and after you took the job. I mean, you know, have you brought in an agenda of your own? Is there certain visions that you have or things you'd like to see?
Yeah, so honestly, I am still inventorying our park system and trying to just navigate that and understand the vision and direction of county management and county council. And hopefully in the next 6 months to a year, we'll be able to really kind of develop a roadmap of where we want to go.
Well, what do you have in the hopper, so to speak, right now in the planning stage that you're in?
Yeah, so, you know, right now we've got the established Ebenezer Park that's been online for quite some time. And, you know, Allison Creek is under construction, was able to make it out there. We've got, you know, Catawba Bend that master plan has been developed. You've got Worth Mountain, which I actually hadn't made it out there yet. So still trying to kind of get out to see all the inventory of the parks and, you know, review the master plans that have already been established by York County Council and County Management, which is great on their behalf to have taken the bull by the horn and developed those plans. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the works, but there's a lot of growth opportunity. So certainly after week three, you've got a lot still to learn, and, yeah, very excited about it.
Now, Riverbend is obviously the big thing that we're hearing a lot about. I mean, it is humongous, to say the least, the overall scope of it, what it's going to be. I saw the online presentation because I voiced part of it along with Manning and Patty Mercer. And they're talking about having some of it open to the public by next year. Is that feasible?
We're still in a lot of the planning stages of kind of some of the components of the phase one. There's some possibility of next year being able to have some components open to the public. That time frame, as you know, with, you know, supply and, you know, just kind of the way construction and things are going right now is you know, we're still trying to understand that construction timeline. So there, the possibility's there for sure.
How big of a wrench did, I guess, the pandemic really throw into all of these plans? And this is, I know, an unfair question because it was before you came along. But you inherited all of this. I mean, you know, you've been appointed the director, and now you've got to build a staff, because I'm guessing this is a department that before this did not exist.
That is correct. You know, there's select staff that's been a part of York County, not necessarily in a Parks and Recreation Department, because the department really didn't exist. But, you know, you have Field Day Park, you know, there's staff out there, Ebenezer, there's staff out there. Really the vision, you know, that York County Council and County Management have to get into the parks business, I mean, they've dove straight in to provide recreational opportunities to the residents and citizens of York County. So it's really amazing thing, and naturally we're going to have to hire a lot of staff to maintain and operate, you know, these parks and facilities.
How much staff are you going to have to hire? Do you know yet?
I do not know yet. I do know that we will need quite a few staff to maintain and manage and operate these parks. And the first one really that's going to help expand our staffing levels is Allison Creek. It's slated to kind of open, I believe, the late spring is the time frame on it. And so we'll be adding staff for that park that will, you know, be a part of our department. And then so on and so forth as the rest of these parks get developed.
Now, by staff, let's define that a little bit more of what we mean by when we say staff. I mean, are we talking like park rangers and things of that nature, or what exactly are we looking at?
Yes, sir. I think a lot of that's going to be defined around the master plans and the components and things that are within these parks. You know, for Allison Creek specifically, you are talking about a park superintendent and park rangers and, you know, gatehouse workers that are collecting fees, things of that nature. You know, you're going to have maintenance staff that, you know, are available to handle, you know, maintenance issues. But, you know, as these other parks get developed and, you know, we follow master plans that have, you know, or concepts, there will be different staff dedicated to the certain areas that, you know, amenities that get put out in those facilities.
With your background and experience in coming to this newly created position, how much input are you having in the master plans and things of that nature?
Yeah, so, you know, I was very thankful for some experiences that I gained in Lancaster County with, we passed a recreation bond referendum that allowed us to build parks and was able to be a part of all those three designs of those parks. We knew going into it what we wanted to build, but we were able to kind of make it our own, make it work for the citizens, but also have in mind how to operate it, you know, how to live in it and maintain it, those things. So, you know, there's master plans, you know, established for Catawba Bend. We're in the works of one for Worth Mountain, so I'll be able to be involved in master planning for that part. When we get into design and things, my experience there and experience in the State Parks Association, which allows me to have networking with vendors and, other colleagues across the state that have built, you know, similar facilities. It's just, we'll have lots of time and discussion on planning these parks out.
What led you into this line of work? I'm always curious about that. You know, was this something that you've always wanted to do all your life, or was it just something that came along that you went, a bell went off and you said, yeah?
I'll be honest with you, it's a great question. And, yeah, I mean, I knew I wanted to be kind of in a service industry. Like, I wanted to have a purpose and provide service that contributed to quality of life. And, honestly, I was given an opportunity to get on board in recreation in Lancaster County and was fortunate to know some people there from being from there. And they took a chance on me. And over the last 9.5 years, I've really invested in the profession and the industry. And it was very shortly after I took that job that, you know, I knew this is what I wanted to do.
I'm always interested in that, you know, as opposed to the road not traveled, you
right.
know. That's what it's so that's very impressive. What about this recreation tax that's continuing and how this compares to, say, well, other counties? I mean, you just came from Lancaster County and their parks and taxes. I mean, are we kind of in line or, you know?
I'll be honest with you, you know, a lot of counties and municipalities, they do it different. There's no, you know, strict roadmap on how to fund a parks and recreation department. I think that you take your community and you know look at the pros and the cons, and you look at the resources that you have and partnership opportunities, and then look at the recreational needs of your community, and then you determine, you know, how can we fund it, how can we make it happen. And, you know, in Lancaster County, in my experience there, you know, we were your typical kind of just Parks and Recreation department. It was a long established department. We were experiencing some severe growth needs, and we were kind of the only buck in town, so we didn't have municipalities that were in recreation as well. And so council there decided to pass a recreation bond to construct the facilities that are probably opening any day now, honestly, and to provide more recreation facilities and opportunities for the citizens. So, you know, there's several different revenues streams that are available, and that'll be something that I'll be working with county management and county council to determine those, so that we can make best use of the funds and taxpayer dollars, and also look for grant opportunities and partnership opportunities to help manage that. So,
how hard is it in getting grants? I mean, obviously we're talking federal government or state or things of that nature, private corporation, or how does that work?
Yeah, honestly, SCPRT, South Carolina Parks, Recreation, Tourism, down at the State House in Columbia, have been a great resource in my last 9.5 years. You know, they have a grants department that oversees and helps agencies across the state with PARD grant, your Land Water Conservation Fund grants, your Recreation Trail Program grants, which are all, you know, some are state, some are federal grants, but, you know, they work with you. Now, they have gotten more competitive, and I think that the pandemic has really
really put a crap in everybody's style, didn't it?
It did, but it also showed that, you know, parks and recreation, especially like open space and trails, is what people want. I mean, that was the only thing that they could go and do. So, you know, those grant opportunities are available, but they are, you know, more competitive. There's a lot more agencies that are going after them, and, you know, there's only one pot of money, and, you know, when you go to submit those grants, there's criteria that has to be met, and so agencies have to do their homework. They, you know, have to have a plan in place, and, you know, have to meet that criteria to score high in order to receive some of those funding. So it's certainly out there and available, and those will be things that I certainly will be entertaining in the years to come.
23 years ago, when I first came to York County, it was the first time I ever heard the term green space. And they were very, very adamant and very fiercely protective of it at the time, as growth was starting to begin and take hold in your county as a whole. And I know it was the same with Lancaster County. I mean, there's some beautiful land around us, and they're able to turn into parks and things of that nature. And obviously one of the big selling points to your county and Lancaster County, too, because you guys down there have been booming of recent, the last couple of years, is the quality of life. And one of the things at the top of people's list is parks and recreation.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer a secret, so to speak. I mean, this is something that people are very adamant and very vocal about in their desires, and they're not afraid to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny that you say that. In Lancaster, back in like 2015, Clemson, the Parks, Recreation, Tourism Management professors and dean came down and did like a needs assessment and economic impact, and determined then through public input sessions, it showed that the public, the citizens, were willing to pay more per capita to get parks and recreation. And so it was really monumental and for Lancaster County. And you know, that presentation was given to county council, and honestly, that's what kind of laid the roadmap for Lancaster on this passing this bond referendum, and you know, building more parks, and you know, trying to, you know, have a place for people to go and recreate and contribute to quality of life. And I think that York County has done the same. Honestly, I mean, they've, you know, invested dollars in purchasing property and you know, preservation, and you know, they want to have open space. They have listened to the public, and you know, in some of these master plans, there's trails, there's walking paths, there's open green space, so that, you know, the big thing now is the family unit.
Right.
So, you know, not just to a ballpark or, you know, to a basketball court or, you know, to where little Johnny plays, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's the family unit going to a park and being able to enjoy the park together as a family unit. And those are some things that will be achievable in York County with these master plans and new parks. So,
Catherine Jones is with us. She's our newly appointed director of York County Parks, and we're going to talk more with her. At the moment, we're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit. You should relax. You're with Founders. By Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads 6 days a week before your very eyes from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. The magical way this is done, as Catherine well knows, is slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. We'll be right back after this.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice, 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 garden, 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 garden.
Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And welcome back into our Straight Talk program. Catherine, you are being double teamed. I mean, I'm the one sitting in front of you, but I'm getting fed a bunch of stuff by my news partner, Tyler Cupp, downtown, who happens to be engineering the broadcast. So he's sitting there going, oh, ask for this, ask for this. And so I'm getting those all in. What I wanted to do was start with one of my own questions, though, that didn't come from Tyler, and that is the staffing needs. What are you looking for? I mean, you've got to build this department now that you've been put in charge of, so it's been like just you. Where do you go from here? What are we looking for?
Yeah, honestly, you know, working with a human resources department in York County, and, you know, we're going to be looking for people that honestly enjoy parks and recreation. There's going to be a lot of job opportunities. You know, people that are enjoying serving people and have great customer service skills. And, you know, you get to be outside in nature in a lot of these parks. And we're going to create a culture here in York County Parks and Recreation that's going to be a fun place to work. So be on the lookout for lots of job opportunities to come in the next few years.
Okay. Now, what are your personal goals? I mean, you've got this position now. you're in charge of this. You're the one that everybody's going to look to when it goes wrong or it goes right. What are your ambitions for all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. When this job came available and heard that it was creating your own department, it's really a Parks and Recreation professional's dream to really brand it like you want it, you know, create it from the ground up. And honestly, you know, right now I'm still in the stages of inventorying, you know, the current parks and getting kind of the lay of the land for what council's and vision and county management's vision is for these future parks coming online. But, you know, taking these, their visions and kind of blending it with my own, and understanding that open space, green space, trails are a priority. And we're going to, you know, create a department that is going to be a great department. I mean, people are going to really enjoy coming to the parks that we're going to construct and build. And, yeah, York County is going to be talked about.
All right. So County Council has created this position. What are their expectations of you now in this? Okay. I mean, we know you come to us with nearly 10 years of experience from Lancaster County, and that's great, but what have they said to you, if you can answer, you know, directly,
yeah.
You know, what do they want from you?
Yeah, they want me to establish a department. You know, they are looking to me with my experience from Lancaster County, which that department changed tremendously over 10 years, you know, because of the growth and the new project. So taking that experience that I have and, you know, project management, so managing the projects that are going to be under construction over the next several years, but also building a department, you know, finding those park and recreation professionals, recruiting them here to York County or finding them that already live here, and, you know, creating that department to provide, you know, services and great parks for people to recreate.
Now, we're hearing a lot, obviously, about Catawba Bend, you know, because that's the big daddy of them all, right? Tell me about the other parks outside of that. You mentioned Ebenezer earlier, and last thing we heard about Ebenezer was the parking difficulty or the traffic and that sort of thing. What's, you know, you inherit all of this now. I mean, this is all under your bailiwick.
That is right. I will tell you this. The staff that's in place now are amazing. So York County did a fabulous job getting those people in place. And, you know, Ebenezer's experienced some, you know, parking headaches. And I think that those are under control at the time. And, you know, the county put in renovations to that facility. There's some more renovations coming about, which is, you know, great for that park. It is a highly used park, and we anticipate Allison Creek being highly used like Ebenezer. It's much larger than Ebenezer, and it is going to be a really attractive park as well. Going to be very similar operations, you know, RV sites. You're going to have boat launches, kayak launches, fishing piers. So set up very, very similar to Ebenezer. So, you know, the good thing is we've got a great operation going on at Ebenezer. We'll be able to just kind of duplicate that and make some adjustments to Allison Creek because that'll be the next one that really comes online. You know, you've got Field Day Park that's a little over 2 years, I believe, after it opened, and they're rocking and rolling. I've actually been out there several times in the last 3 weeks, and there's a lot of use out there, from pickleball to a lot of kids on the playground, and then you've just got open play. You know, the great thing about that facility is there are fields there, which is the only fields that York County owns. And, you know, mom and dad can take their kid out there and roll a soccer ball, you know, kick a soccer ball around. Mm-hmm. You know, they can play spike ball. You know, they have the freedom and ability, as long as there's no, you know, facility rentals or programming going on, to utilize that park. There's also walking trails around there, so it was a great amenity to that area of the county, which was, you know, funded by a special tax. You know, you've got Worth Mountain. You know, that's going to be, we're going to be working on the master plan for it. We've already got a design firm under contract now. So, you know, there's a lot that's that I will be working on in the next 6 months to, I don't know, however many years.
You're going to be very, very busy, I'm sensing, and you're going to need a staff. There's
absolutely
no question about that. How large of a staff are they going to permit you to have?
Well, there's several that's already, thankfully, that they included in the budget for this year. So I'm actually going to be hiring some park superintendents, a couple maintenance employees, and then we'll start brainstorming here in the next couple months for next year's budget. Some of my plans that I intend to do is to try and create a roadmap, start looking at the master plans for these parks, looking at what phases are going to be built out over the next, 5 years, and then establishing an operation and staffing plan so that, the finance department, county management, county council can start seeing the forecast of staffing that's going to need to be added as we start to build out these parks.
This is obviously not the kind of job that you can work virtually like you could an office or someplace like this. This involves getting out. How big a challenge is it going to be, do you think, in getting people to come to this? We're hearing there's more jobs than there are workers right now. We're also hearing the other side of that coin that some of these jobs may be having cutbacks and things of that nature. Everything's such a big question mark. Inflation, recession, we're pummeled with this stuff on a daily basis through our news outlets. How big of a challenge are you looking at as far as getting that staff together?
Yeah, so, it is a nationwide problem with the, staffing and being able to hire and hire qualified candidates. But, similar to, I like to think that I created a culture in Lancaster County where, people would want to come and work there. And I intend to do the same thing at York County. But when people, are able to see and realize where they'll be working, I really hope that we don't have the problems that some other people do have. Just because it's the park properties are beautiful. What's the saying? You never work a day in your life if you.
You're right.
Trying to, establish and find those, recruit those individuals and create a culture where, we're family oriented and, you love what you do. So.
Yeah, if you love what you do, then it's not work.
That's right.
I know. Look at me. I've been, work? Are you kidding? Whereas Willie Nelson once said, retire from what? he's right. If you're loving what you do and do what you love, you'll never go wrong. Is there a lot of demand that people are, renting spaces and that sort of thing or reserving their spot? I wasn't aware of that.
Reserving?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know out at Ebenezer, they stay booked all the time.
Yeah.
Their picnic shelters stay booked all the time. Their RV campsites stay booked all the time. They're booked. They're really booked almost a year out. However long their calendar will go out
right.
into next year, they're pretty much, they stay booked up.
Is the ambition to do this with the other parks as well?
Well, Allison Creek will have that. So that'll help give some relief, hopefully, or just more opportunity, honestly, over there. But there's facility rentals at, Field Day Park. A lot, honestly, more than I thought. There's shelter rentals, field rentals, court rentals, and they even have a small indoor event space that gets rented out just about every weekend.
So 3 weeks into the new job, and here you are. You have a vision, clearly. You've talked to council, obviously, and you about the vision for what you see and what they want implemented and that sort of thing. Where do you see us 5 years from now?
Oh, gosh, 5 years from now.
Or even 1 year from now.
Yeah, 5 years, I do think that there will be, obviously, Allison Creek will be open.
Right.
There will be components opened at Catawba Bend. I know that that's, we're very eager to get something open there. It's beautiful property, and naturally that's going to take time, to build some of those things out. And, I really think just staying on that path and, following the plans that, have been, presented and, create operating plans for those parks. I'm very interested and looking forward to working on the master plan for Worth Mountain. I think that's going to be a really fun project, and along with the Bethel Lake Wiley properties as well, because there's not a master plan for those yet, but we are in the works of trying to put that out and and hire a firm to master plan that out too.
Catherine, our time has flown by, but I know we're going to be talking to you a lot more, and good luck and continued success to you in the new position.
Thank you very much.
That is going to wrap up our Straight Talk program for this Friday, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders and, of course, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Broadcasting live from the home of the best subs and salads in the world. Substation 2 on Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical way they do it. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend, folks.